We're here with the Pella Christian Cross Country Runners, top finishers here at the Pella Dutch Invitational, Bailey Voss and Sawyer Minders. And Bailey, we'll start with you. You guys ran first in today's meet, and you come home with a seventh place finish in the small schools division. How do you feel after meet number two of the season?
I'd say it's just really encouraging to compare this year's first and second meet times with last year's first and second meet times, and to see improvements from just training this summer finally paying off, and 2 days this August, working together as a team to finally see it all come to fruition at these meets. So just really exciting for the rest of the season to see where this team takes us.
That's great. And Sawyer, good run for you as well. Fourth place in the small schools division, helping lead the Eagles to a second place finish following a win at Albia. How do you feel about the way you've been able to start the season so far?
Yeah, I like how it started so far and how like my times have been dropping. I'm really excited to see where this team goes, and hopefully we'll make it to state and place well there.
And Sawyer, again, we mentioned that you top runner in both meets, a meet win, and a second place finish here at the Pella Dutch Invitational. It's been a fantastic start for the entire guys team this season. What do you feel like has been the biggest difference from the start of last year to this year here in your second year running high school cross country for the Eagles?
I feel like we're definitely like getting faster, and since a lot of us are getting older, we really just like know how to compete well, and our top five have been doing better.
And Bailey, the girls running really well as well here. A couple of third place finishes to start off the year. What's kind of the big difference you've seen from year one to year number two with this team?
I think seeing last year that we have potential to compete well with other teams. And I think that just practicing all summer long together and running up those hard hill workouts and doing the long runs on Saturdays, it's just really a good team bonding experience. When you go through hard workouts together, you get closer as a team. So I think on the start lines, at the finish lines, we're there for each other, and that's encouraging. We are all pushing each other to compete better as a team overall.
And one thing that I haven't talked to any of the athletes about was this is the first time in Coach Buchheit's tenure coaching the cross-country teams here that both the boys and girls squads are in the rankings to start the season, and you guys have maintained that throughout the early part. What has it meant to you guys to be a part of a group that has started in a spot where no Eagles cross-country team has since Coach Buchheit took over?
Yeah, it's just – I've put a lot of work in the summer, and we all have, and it's just really great because a lot of us are really dedicated, and it's just nice to see that it's all paying off and that we can have a great season.
I think a lot of it has to do with how Coach Buchheit and all of our coaches have been pushing us as a team to start working out during the summer and to do two-a-days and put in the hard work before season. And just the way that they coach our team is all pushing us to get better and reach our highest potential. So I think that's really cool to see. It's definitely something the coaches deserve to see the fruits of their labor kind of come to fruition a little bit.
And we're talking with Bailey Voss and Sawyer Minders here, the Pella Christian cross country team. And Bailey, back to you. Last year, the girls got to state after narrowly missing 2 years ago, and you're working to try and get back. And just seeing the way that you guys have started this year, how encouraging is it to know that you're off to a good start and could potentially be on your way back to Fort Dodge for a second straight season?
I think it's so exciting to see how everybody's pushing themselves individually and as a team, our scores, the way we're placing. Like, last year we were doing great and we got to state, and I think this year we are even more driven and determined to get back and get better. And so that's really encouraging, excited to see where the season goes. Hopefully state qualifying state goes well.
Sawyer, basically same question. The Eagle boys are coming off of back-to-back state meet appearances, trying to make it 3 years in a row. How encouraging has this great of a start to the season been for you and the rest of the team?
Yeah, I'm just glad that I have a really good team and we all put in a lot of work, and I'm ready to compete well at state and see how good we can do. All our work's been paying off.
And with that, too, state qualifying cross-country sites have been determined. You guys get to host again at the Pella Sports Park. How big of a difference does that make, knowing that you don't necessarily have to go on the road to compete for a shot at the state tournament, and you get to do that in your backyard with a lot of fanfare like we saw last year?
Yeah, I think the biggest part of that is, like, you know the course. It's right next to the high school, and we have all of these. Like, last year the theater troupe came, and the football team came, and all of the parents and the community. So there's just, like, a big community there to support you, which I think makes a big difference versus if we were traveling a couple hours to get to our destination. So really looking forward to having state qualifying and be back at home again.
Yeah, it's really great having, like, the home field advantage because you get so much support from the community, and it's just a really nice course. It's really flat, and we know it really well, too, so that's nice.
And one final question here for you guys is, you know, coming up, I know that it's been a great start to the season. I know you'd love to keep it up. You don't also want to burn yourselves out too early in the season. What's kind of your guys' goal moving forward throughout the next couple of meets, knowing that there's still a lot of season left?
I'd say just kind of knowing, like, your workouts. You know, we have workouts where we push ourselves, and we have workouts where we take time to recover, and improving our race strategy in each race, how we run the race competitively, and running smart during practice and during meets is just a big part of keeping ourselves healthy so we can compete best at state qualifying.
Yeah, definitely just, like, building strength and trying to not get injured, as well as a lot of hard workouts really help with just overall speed. So I think that's a good building base and just helps us to get faster.
Absolutely. Guys, thanks for joining us. And best of luck the rest of the cross-country season. Looking forward to more conversations with you guys and hopefully another conversation at the state qualifying cross-country meet when you guys make it to Fort Dodge. But, again, best of luck this season. So.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Bailey Voss and Sawyer Minders of the Pella Christian cross-country teams following the Pella Dutch Invitational on today's Lely Radio Sports page.